刻，但是这也是一个快乐的时刻。
This seems like a time of upset.
因为我们来到神的殿中来朝见他。
Because we here in our the and just celebrate and also worship the God.
使我们张口敬拜赞美他，开我们的心眼听他话的时刻。
So let's open our mouth and then celebrate Him.
所以我们当以欢喜快乐的心来敬拜赞美，荣耀他。
So today, we're gonna have a happy heart to glorify Him.
上次我在讲台上和西东弟兄一起为大家讲述了一本我所喜爱的书。大家还记得是什么吗？感谢神。今天呢，我要向大家再继续介绍圣经当中我所最喜欢的一个人物。
So today I'd like to introduce my favorite person in the Bible.
当我们拿起圣经这部伟大的著作的时候，
So when we pick up the Bible, this is a great and wonderful book.
这个书里头就会有很多很多的罪呈现在我们的面前。
There are many favorites here before us.
对不起，我的口音不是罪行的，不是犯罪的罪，是最美最好的罪。OK，
It's not being drunk, it's not the crime, but it's the very best.
我们打开圣经以后，就会看到我们最喜欢的书卷、最喜欢的章节。
So you may have your favorite books, favorite chapters,
有最美的金句，
favorite keywords.
我们刚刚读完金句，
That our weekly memory
也有我们最
here.
喜欢的人物、最喜欢的故事。
And also favorite people and the stories.
诗篇第一篇诗篇第二节这样说：“唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。”
In Psalm chapter 1 and verse 2, but whose delight is the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night?
大家知道，如果你喜欢一个东西的话，你就会昼夜思想；如果真的喜欢的话，你就会真的昼夜思想。
So we all know that if you really like the book, you think about the book day and night.
我们很多人从小读书都知道，如果你真的喜欢一本书的话，你就会有一种欲罢不能的感觉。
So from a young age, so when we truly like a book, it feels like we cannot stop reading it.
你恨不能把这本书拿到以后，从头至尾一气呵成的读完。
Can we wish we could finish it from beginning to the end?
但这个世上的书籍是这个样子的：当你从头读完这本书以后，你就会对这本书失去了兴趣，你就马上又去找另外一本你最喜欢的书了。
But books here in the world, after finishing reading one, you often lose interest and start looking for another one.
找到那本书以后，你又开始。有一种欲罢不能的感觉，恨不能从头把它读完。
And the same feeling like happened to another book as well.
就这样，我们一本加一本，一直去寻找下去。
And then it's just like a cycle continue again and again.
所以古人在讲读书破万卷哈。
There's a very famous Chinese old saying that read 10,000 books.
但是世上的书啊。他这个书没有人说拿着这本书读一辈子的，你找不出世上的书，找不出一本书能读一辈子的书。
Yeah, so in this world, there's no one can read a single book for an entire life.
唯独我们圣经这本书，我们可以读一辈子，重复的读下去。
Only the Bible is different. It's a book we can read for an entire for a whole lifetime.
我们每次读的时候都会沉浸其中，有新的发现，有新的领受。
Now each time we are drawn into it, discovering something new and receiving new blessings.
这是一本开启我们智慧的书，
It's a book give us the wisdom
它可以滋润我们的生命。
and also nourish our lives.
因此这样，所以我们爱圣经，爱到昼夜思考的地步，昼夜思想的地步。
That's why the reason why we came to love the Bible and read them day and night.
这是一个人属灵生命成长的一个标志。
And also, it's one of the signs like you're on a spiritual journey.
我回忆自己这个灵命的成长的时候，刚一开始读圣经的时候，苦涩难懂，有的时候感觉到乏味。
Yeah, it's like I cannot clearly remember that when it begins, the reading Bibles make it feel difficult and hard to understand.
但是不知道什么时候开始，慢慢的，
And it's, I think it's like something become different.
对圣经就有越来越多的渴望，越多的期待。
So I started to enjoy deeply and think about more.
有一种渴望，想明白这个圣经越来越多。
So in my heart, like lust and desire and hunger, I'd like to understand more.
渴望认识耶稣基督越来越多，
I want to know Jesus more.
所以一打开圣经以后，就看到很多很多的罪的地方，最好的地方，最美的地方。
So every time when I open the Bible, I can find so many different places that are truly the best.
那今天的话题呢，是最喜欢的人物，
So today's topic is my favorite person in the Bible.
所以我要问大家，你在圣经当中最喜欢的人物是什么？
I like to ask you, who is your favorite Bible character?
大家想好了吗？耶稣是标准答案，right？圣经当然是耶稣最美的人物，right？
Jesus Christ is the standard answer.
但是我这里讲的圣经人物，是指神，被神创造的人类当中，圣经当中所记录的人物。
So here what I mean is that a person created by the God and a human being in the Bible.
当我问这个问题的时候，大家就可能会仁者见仁，智者见智了，不一定有一个标准答案了。亚伯拉罕啊，有
Abraham.
人说有亚伯拉罕，是大明说亚伯拉罕，是的，圣经当中有很多很多的，可能是我们很喜欢的人物。
Yeah, it's indeed there's a lot of different a good person in the Bible we like the best.
但是我今天向大家介绍的这个圣经的人物呢？啊，勇敢、忠诚、信实，他无私、谦卑、顺服。
So today I'd like to introduce one person here who is brave, loyal, faithful, selfless, humble, and obedient.
他是圣经当中很少有的，圣经当中没有记载他犯过错误的人物。
He's one of a few people in the Bible who's never recorded a sin and offense against God.
圣经当中很多很多的人物，包括刚才大明说的亚伯拉罕，圣经当中明确的记录过他们软弱的时候，他们犯错的时候。
Many people in the Bible were recorded as weak and sometimes make mistakes.
只有少数的几个人物，他们正直敬虔，没有不良记录。
But only a few lived upright God lives with no negative record.
谁能符合这个标准呢？你们大家试想一下，圣经当中。不止一位哈，
The who can fit the
约
criteria?
翰、约瑟、
Joseph.
约瑟、约瑟在记录了圣经当中长篇记录他的一生，但是我们几乎找不到他在一件事情上做错，在每一件事情上，他都讨神的喜悦，都做
Yeah.
最正确的决定。
All right, we cannot find anything like Joseph did wrong entire life. Everything is recorded on the best and the correct.
但我今天选择的这个近乎完美的这个英雄男人的榜样呢，是约拿单。
So today I'd like to speak about a near perfect hero, a true example for all human beings, Jonathan.
我喜欢约拿单这个人物。
So we all love Jonathan love Jonathan the character.
我是如此的喜欢约拿单这个人物，所以我干脆把我的儿子给他起个名字叫约拿单。
And also, Huang Jing and Xu Xia sisters give their son this name.
从我儿子很小时候，我就给他讲约拿单的故事。我希望他长大以后做一个像约拿单这样一个忠诚、信实、勇敢的人。
So, from a time he was very young, I told him the story of Jonathan, hoping that he would grow up like being like him, brave, loyal, and faithful.
所以几周前，我告诉我儿子，我说：“我要在今天讲台上，我要跟大家一起学习约拿单的时候。”他就说他要回来听我讲，所以他专程这个周五的时候飞回来， 经常跟他妈妈坐在一起，感谢神能和他
Thanks, God.
在一起敬拜神。所以今天我们要仔细的查考一下约拿单的一生。
So today we'll carefully look at the life of Jonathan.
我们要看看他的人生能给我们有什么样的属灵功课。
And also the spiritual lessons he desires to teach us.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的阿爸父神，我们感谢你，在这美好的时节、美好的季节，你带领我们众弟兄姐妹来到你的殿中，来敬拜你、赞美你。我们也在这里垂听你赐下的话语。阿爸父神，求你开我们的心，开我们的眼睛，让我们看到你的真理，看到你的公义，看到你的美，看到你的善。阿爸父神，求你悦纳我们的心志。求你带领我们，我们这样祷告，感谢奉我主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。约拿的这个名字啊，在希伯来王中，希伯来文中，大家可能很多人都会知道，它的意思就是耶和华的礼物的意思。
The name Jonathan in Hebrews means the Lord has given or the gift of the Lord.
约拿的是以色列第一位王。扫罗的长子，
So he was the eldest son of Saul, the first king of Israel.
所以理所当然的，他就是以色列的第一位王子。
So that means by human thinking, Jonathan was Israel's first prince.
而且也理所当然的，就是以色列的王位继承人，他就会是第二位王。
So he's also the rightful heir to the throne.
我要大家特别记住这一个事实，因为这个事实跟今天的信息至关重要。
So please remember this fact carefully because it's very important for today's message.
约拿单在圣经当中第一次出现的时候，是在撒母耳记上的第13章。
So Jonathan first appeared in the scripture in 1 Samuel chapter 13 and verse 2.
在这一章里头呢，记录着约拿单和他的父亲大卫，他们肩并肩带领以色列军队来。非利士人来征战。
Okay, it says he is his father Saul and standing by side by side and leading Israel in battle against the powerful enemy, the Philistines.
当时面对非利士人的强敌，当时的敌军，圣经上记录有车3万辆，马兵6000，步兵像海边的沙那样多。
It says the enemy has 30,000 chariots and 6,000 charioteers and soldiers as numerous as the sands on the seashore.
以色列的军队看到自己情况危急窘迫，吓得都当了逃兵。
When Israel saw how desperate their situation was, they became afraid.
最后，扫罗王身边跑的最后就只丢下600人，
In the end, King Saul was left only with 600 men.
而扫罗呢，自己在强敌面前也害怕而丧胆。
And Saul himself also lost courage before the enemy.
害怕到乱了方寸，最后竟然做出带撒母耳向神献祭这样干犯神的事情。
Yeah, he became confused and committed himself a serious sin against God.
那就在整个以色列军民处于生死危机的关头之前，
At that moment, the lives of Israel were at risk.
约拿单呢，身而出。
Jonathan stepped forward.
圣经当中，在撒母耳记第十三、撒母耳记下上第13章，这里记录他只带了一个卫兵，盘岩走壁，只身冲入敌营。
It's 1 Samuel 14 and 1. Jonathan said to his young armor bearer, "Come, let's go over to the outpost of those uncircumcised men," but he did not tell his father.
我也请大家注意，这里特别记录到，在这个。撒母耳记上第13章，这里，在他出发之前，他并没有告诉父亲，
The Bible clearly tells here he did not tell his father.
因为约拿达自己很清楚，他了解他的父亲，如果他告诉他父亲的话，他父亲肯定会阻止他，不要让他出战。
Because he knew that even his father was afraid of an enemy, and he would surely stop him.
为什么约拿单竟敢只带一个卫兵来攻击腓力斯的整个军队呢？
So how did Jonathan dare to attack the enemy just use one other man?
难道他疯了吗？
Was he crazy?
他仅带一个卫兵，两个人来攻击像海边的沙那样多的腓力斯的整个军队。
So just two of them facing an army as numerous as the sand on the seashore.
这明明是一个自杀攻击啊，自杀性的攻击，就是有去无回
It seemed like a suicide mission.
约拿单不是疯了。
Not that Jonathan was not foolish.
约拿单他是因为有必胜的信心，
So he moved forward because he had an unshakable faith
在这
that
个撒母耳记第14章第6节，这里讲约拿单对拿兵器的少年人说。我们不如到过未受割礼人的防营那里去，或者耶和华为我们施展能力，因为耶和华使人得胜，不在乎人多人少。
In 1 Samuel 14:6 says, "Come, let's go over to the outpost of those uncircumcised men. Perhaps the Lord will act on our behalf. Nothing can hinder the Lord from saving, whether by many or by few."
因为约拿单是。凭着对耶和华的信心去征战的，
Because Jonathan stepped forward with his faith.
而且他要求耶和华来指引他是否进攻。
And he let the Lord decide whether they should attack.
他跟他的卫兵商量，他说：“如果我们去敌兵防营那边，如果敌兵看到我们，说你们在那里站住，我们要上你那边去。”他就告诉他的卫兵，这就是。耶和华告诉我们，要我们停下来，那我们就不攻击他们。
And he was talking to the other man, asked God a clear sign when he saw the Lord was with him and moved forward with courage and without fear.
但是如果敌兵说：“你们上我这边来”，那就是耶和华把他们交在我们手里的，交在我们手里的印证了。
And then if the enemy says, the Lord says, move forward, and that's a clear sign from God.
所以他凭着。耶和华给他的带领去攻击腓力斯人。
And then he moved forward with the curse that's given by the God.
当他得到这样的印证以后，他就勇敢地冲上去。
So we got this sign and so he went move forward with courage.
要知道，他们要爬上悬崖，在非常不利的地形下去攻击敌人。
So they climb up the steep cliffs and attack the enemy from a very difficult position.
圣经当中记录，在不到1亩大的地方，他们一口气斩杀敌军20多人。
In the Bible says, in the very small area, they killed more than 20 of the enemies.
但是更让约拿单想象不到的时候，不到的是呢，神竟然亲自出手帮助他。
And then, you can. So he was surprised that God was with him.
神让大地震动。使所有的敌军陷入到恐慌和混乱之中，
The Lord himself sent a great panic at the ground shook.
最后以至于他们彼此相互打了起来，
And the Philistines started killing one with each another.
相互残杀。大家还记得在圣经当中另外一个地方也有这样的神迹。
Do you still remember there's another place and called the Bible also had a record?
如果你读四世纪的话，你记得神带领基甸去打米甸人。
So in Judges chapter 7, God has done when Gideon defeated the Midianites.
神告诉基甸说：“你只带300人过去。
So God told Gideon, said, you can only just take 300 men
”他
over
带了
there.
300人，到了敌军的营中，还没等他动手，他就在围着这个营。呼喊了几声，
So even they did not start fire yet, it just like shouted for several
米甸
times.
的军队就陷入混乱，彼此相互残杀。
And then also the Midianites became confused, began killing one another.
所以这个神迹重现在约拿单的面前。
And the same miracle occurred with the here.
那扫罗和他的军队远远地站在山上，在看着呢。他们不敢下去攻击敌军，看到敌人现在陷入一片混乱，相互残杀。
So that time, King Saul and his army saw the enemy scattering in the order in the mountain does not.
他们一下子就士气大振，他们就冲了上去。
So they also got encouraged, filled with courage, and rushed into the battle together.
同心攻击非利士人。
And so attack the Philistines.
那一天，耶和华让他的子民大获全胜。
On that day, the Lord gave the people a great victory.
哈利路亚，感谢神。弟兄姐妹们，这句话，耶和华使人得胜，不在乎人多人少。
So, dear brother, sister, this sentence, nothing can hinder the Lord from saving, whether by many or by few.
这句出自约拿丹口的这句话，成了多少世纪以来，成了一个千古的名句。
And this was spoken by Jonathan, become a timeless truth.
这句话多少世纪以来，激励着无数的神的儿女。
So this has encouraged the countless children of God.
他们为了神的大使命与世界征战。
Through the centuries to fight for God's great mission.
在看似不可能取胜的情况下，凭着信心，
So trusting God when facing what seems impossible.
这就是约拿单的信心，
This was a Jonathan's faith.
也是他力量和勇气的源头。
It was also the source of the strength and the courage.
所以，约拿单是信靠神、信靠耶和华的忠勇无畏的战士。
So Jonathan was a brave and fearless warrior who trusted in the God.
他成为神的器皿，在以色列人，绝望丧胆的时候，挺身而出，拯救整个以色列于危难之中。
And God trusted him, used him as his instrument to save Israel in the moment of desperate and fear.
信靠耶和华也是今日基督徒的勇气、力量和信心的源头。
Trusting in the Lord also are the source of strength, courage, and faith for us Christians.
因为耶和华使人得胜，不在乎人多人少。
Because nothing can hinder the Lord from saving, whether by many or by few.
以色列这个勇士约拿单，
Jonathan, the word of Israel.
他信靠耶和华，为神的国征战。
He trusted in the Lord and also fought many times for God's kingdom.
打了无数的胜仗。
He won many victories.
然而，在后来，大家看到以色列人跟非利士人征战的时候，又出来一位英雄。
And afterwards, when the Israel fight with the Philistines, another hero came up.
我们后来学到大卫战胜歌利亚，巨人歌利亚的这个家喻户晓的这个故事哈，很多孩子们，特别是孩子们都知道这个故事。
Yeah, we all read and enjoy reading the story of David defeat the giant Goliath.
约拿单突然间发现，哇哦，在以色列的这个军队当中，竟然还有一位为耶和华的名和荣耀而征战的勇士。
So he realized that there's another warrior in Israel who also fight for the name and the glory of the Lord.
这位勇士，他看上去还仍然年少稚嫩，
So this warrior is still very young,
但他立下的战功远远的高于约拿单，
but he had got many more victories, even greater than Jonathan's.
更让约拿单惊讶的是，他现在已经隐隐约约的感到，神已经弃绝了他的父亲扫罗为以色列的王。
What also surprised him is that he cleared. So aware that God had rejected his father Saul as a king.
大卫可能是以色列。神所拣选的以色列的下一位王，
And David might be the one the Lord has chosen as the next king.
那约拿单他这个被以色列人所称颂的勇士，他是当朝的王子，是以色列理所当然的下一个王位的继承人，他现在怎么想这件事情呢？
So at that moment, Jonathan, the priest here in Israel, the prince of the kingdom, was facing that choice. How could he respond?
弟兄姐妹们，如果凭着人的本性和人类几千年的历史所告诉我们的经历来看的话，约拿单应该是那个最嫉妒大卫、最憎恶大卫、最想要杀大卫的人。
So, brothers and sisters, from human nature and from long history, so there could be a bloody history of a king fight for each other. Jonathan should have ever been the one who was the most jealous of David, the one also most want David die.
但是圣经当中，在撒母耳上给我们记录了一位完全违背人性的公义正直的约拿单。
Get the Bible record first for Jonathan, who is completely against human instinct in 1 Samuel chapter 18, 1 to 4.
我们看撒母耳记下，哎，excuse me，撒母耳记上第18章1至4节这样讲到。当大卫战胜巨人歌利亚以后，他来到扫罗的面前。大卫对扫罗说完了话，约拿单的心与大卫的心深相契合。约拿单爱大卫如同爱自己的性命。那日扫罗留住大卫，不容他再回父家。约拿单爱大卫如同爱自己的性命，就与他结盟。约拿单从身上脱下外袍给了大卫。又将战衣、刀、弓、腰带都给了他。
Let's read together in this. After David had finished talking with Saul, Jonathan became one in spirit and with David. He loved him as himself. From that day, Saul kept David with him and did not let him return home to his family. And Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as himself. Jonathan took off the robe he was wearing and gave it to David, along with his tunic and even his sword, his bow and belt.
所以，我们这里看到，约拿单不仅不恨大卫，不仅追杀大卫，而且告诉我们，这两位英雄好像是相见恨晚。
So from here we can see, Jonathan did not hate David, but they deeply admire each other,
他们彼此仰慕，惺惺相惜，
and their hearts were closer joined together.
以至于他们的心深深契合。
And their hearts were closely joined.
我喜欢这个英文圣经当中用的词更生动。
So I like the words that in the English version.
他用英文当中圣经当中用了一个词叫做 knit。
The word knit is mentioned here.
The soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David。这是什么意思呢？约拿单的心和大卫的心缝在了一起。
So that means that their soul, their hearts were sewed together.
哇哦，这是什么样的关系？这是 soulmate，是灵魂伴侣的关系。
So they can become truly soulmates.
这个是在精神、在感情、在价值、在信仰层面上完全契合、一致的关系。
Which means the people whose hearts, values, faith, and trust in God were closely aligned together.
所以，约拿单与大卫所建立的这种关系呢，绝不是因为大卫长相英俊，或者是仅仅是因为大卫作战勇猛所
So,
造就的关系。
this relationship is not because David was handsome or because they fit together or defeated Goliath.
他们所建立的这种前无古人后无来者的这种以外。是因为他们深爱耶和华，
But only because they deeply loved the Lord and
而且
Jesus
对
Christ.
上帝有坚强的信心，
Also trust the Lord with strong faith.
他们都愿意为耶和华的荣耀、为耶和华的名而舍命，
They're willing to give their lives to the glory of the God.
这才是他们友谊的基础。
This is the foundation of their friendship.
所以当歌利亚辱骂。耶和华的军队的时候，约拿单听到大卫这么讲。
So when Goliath mocked the army of the Lord, Jonathan heard David say,
大卫说：“耶和华使人得胜，不是用刀用枪， 因为征战的胜败全在乎耶和华。
And 1 Samuel 17:47 is not by sword or spears that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's.
当约拿单听到大卫这么讲的时候，他感受到一个强烈的震撼。
At that time, the Johnson was deeply moved.
哇哦，原来在这一支胆怯的军队当中，还有一个跟他一样拥有这样一颗纯粹信仰的人。
I realize that in the fearful army, there's another one who trusts the Lord just like himself.
我们可以想象，约拿单作为王位继承人，他面对着自己这个又软弱又多疑又嫉妒又违背神的旨意的父王，他肯定是非常的孤单。
So at that time, we can think about this. He will feel very lonely when his father, who is very weak, afraid, jealous, and disobedient to God.
事实上，约拿单一直在独自承担着抵抗非利士人的重担。
So in fact, Jonathan has long carried his faith alone.
所以，当他听到大卫说这句话的时候，他心里头有一种极度的共鸣，有一种极度的惊喜、敬拜和深深的认同感。
So when he heard David's words, he felt deep joy by seeing that someone who had trusted God's power instead of human strength.
他一定会在心中大喊：“哎，我也是这样的人啊！”
So he also wanted to say the sword. I'm also the same person.
所以，约拿单就爱大卫如爱自己的性命。
And by that, Johnston loved David just like love himself.
他甚至将自己的战衣、战刀、将自己的弓箭、将自己的腰带给了大卫。
He even took off his robe and also tunic, a sword, a bow, and belt, and gave it to David.
这是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
王子的刀剑和腰带，那个是王权的象征，荣耀的象征。
So, the sword and the bow is a sign of royal authority and honor.
约拿单把王权的象征都给了大卫，那他就意思在说，大卫，你才是下一个王。
So, by giving this to David, Jonathan makes his meaning very clear. David, you are the true king of Israel.
你才是以色列真正的王。
You are the true king of Israel.
所以我们看到约拿单，他作为王子的身份，他而且比大卫要年长很多，他又经过了很多的战役，身经百战，立下赫赫的战功，而这个时候他却怀着一个非常崇敬的心，全然降服在这个仍然透着放羊娃气息的少年人面前。
So Jonathan was a prince much older than David. He also had many victories, but he humbly bowed in his heart before this young shepherd boy.
这是一种单方面的，是从心灵的深处，从灵魂出来的一种全然的顺服，
So this is a one-sided and wholehearted commission from the soul.
是一种无私的奉献的爱。
Which is a selfless And also the love.
弟兄姐妹们，在约拿单之后的1000年之后，我们在另一位的身上看到了这种更完美的、全然的顺服和享全然的降服。
So, brothers and sisters, many years later, we see another more perfect example of this true submission in Jesus Christ.
那就是耶稣基督他在神的面前的全然的顺服。
Which is Jesus Christ. A complete commission to God the Father.
约拿单全然降服在大卫的面前。耶
So,
稣基督全然降服在神的面前。
Jonathan submission to David points to Jesus Christ complete submission to God the Father.
约拿单爱大卫如同爱自己的性命，那耶稣基督舍命而为我们。
So Jonathan loved David as his own life.
所以很多的人认为约拿单，爱大卫是耶稣基督爱我们的预表。
So we think that Jonathan loved David in a selfless and faithful way. It's like Jesus Christ loved us faithfully.
在撒母耳记上的第23章记录着这样一个非常感人的故事。
So in 1 Samuel chapter 23, we see a very touching moment.
当时的大卫处于命悬一线的威胁境地，
So when David was in great danger and close to death,
因为他奋勇解救了一个地方叫基伊拉人，免受非利士人的欺压。但是这个基伊拉人呢，反倒背叛了他这个救命恩人。
it says it briefly rescued the people of the Keilah from the Philistines, but the people of Keilah later betrayed him.
所以大卫没有办法，就又逃命到西佛旷野的山地。
So David has no other choice, has to escape to the desert of Ziph.
那西佛人呢，却又偷偷的，把大卫的行踪告诉了扫罗。
But the people of Ziph secretly told Saul where David was hiding.
于是扫罗又带领着追兵追杀大卫。
And then King Saul came quickly to hunt him.
那基伊拉人跟西弗人是什么样的人呢？
What are the people of Keilah and Zephyr?
他们可都是犹太人，犹大支派的人，
So they were from the tribe of Judas.
也就是说他们是大卫的亲人，大卫也是来自于犹大支派，他们是大卫的亲人。
Which means they are David's relatives.
被自己曾经救过的人背叛，被自己的亲人背叛，这是什么样的滋味啊？
So we can imagine the pain being treated by the people you saved, your family.
所以大卫东躲西藏，九死一生。
So David has to keep hiding and running for his life.
他处于极度的焦虑、压力、挫折之下。
He was with so much fear, stress, and disappointment.
你可能会说：“哎呀，大卫这个瘦高的王真的是非常的倒霉，非常的不值啊，亏本生意。
So we might say that being God's choice as a king really bring nothing but trouble.
”也许大卫现在心里头正灰心丧气的对神说：“做以色列这件王的这件事情，哎，耶和华，你去找别人吧，别找我了。”
So I even feel like saying this to God, being king of Israel is too hard. Maybe you should choose a different one.
就在扫罗处于人生的最低谷，在不见光明的死因幽谷的时候，
So when that David was at lowest point in his life and walking through a dark valley.
大卫，excuse me，约拿呢，他的好朋友冒着生命危险去见大卫，
His best friend, Jonathan, risked his own life to find him.
他来的目的就是要坚固他的信心，鼓励他要勇敢坚强。
He's to make his faith strong and to encourage him to be brave and strong.
所以在撒母耳上第23章17节，约拿单对大卫说："不要惧怕，我父扫罗的手必不加害于你，你必做以色列的王，我也做你的宰相。这是我父扫罗知道了。
So in 1 Samuel 23, 17 says, Don't be afraid. My father Saul will not lay a hand on you. You will be a king over Israel, and I will be second to you. Even my father Saul knows this.
”这是多么美好的朋友啊！
What a best of friends.
大卫虽然受膏做以色列的王，但是现在他仅仅是一个亡命之徒。
David has been appointed the king of Israel, but at that time he was only a man on the run.
他丝毫看不到做王的一切希望。
Yes, he says no hope instead of became a king.
然而，约拿单这位高贵的王子，
But Jonathan is a royal prince.
他竟然冒着生命的危险来到荒野藏身之地来探望大卫，
He risks his own life to go into the wilderness to see David.
并且亲口对他说："你要做以色列的王，我要做你的仆人。
And said to him, You will be the king over Israel, and I will be second to you.
”来坚固大卫对上帝的信心。
You need to strengthen David's faith in God's promise.
我相信这次会面对大卫来讲的话，意义深远，
I believe this meeting deeply encouraged David.
即使多少年之后，大卫也仍然记着约拿单对他说的这句话。
And many years later, he must still remember Jonas' words.
弟兄姐妹们，你们知道吗？当我们挣扎在这个罪恶的世界上的时候，
So, brothers and sisters, do you know when we struggle in this sinful world?
我们也走在死荫的幽谷里头。
We will walk through the darkest valley.
我们曾经也一步步的在向那个永死的硫磺火湖靠近，
And we were kind of moving closer to the eternal death.
但是也有一位荣耀的王子，他离开他尊贵的王位，俯下身来，来到我们的面前，轻轻的对我们说。
And there's also a glorious prince. He left his throne, came to us, bent down.
他告诉我们，你是被拣选的族类，
And gently said, "You are the chosen.
你必不是反得永生，
You will not die, but have eternal life,
因为我已经为你而死。
because I have died for you."
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你们愿意记住这个永生的应许吗？
Dear brothers and Let's all remember this together.
约拿丹爱大卫如同爱自己的性命。耶
Sure.
稣爱我们，并且已经为我们舍命。
Like Jonathan loved David as his own life, and Jesus Christ loved us, has already given his life for us.
约拿丹爱大卫，不是因为大卫有恩于约拿丹，
Jonathan loved David not because David has helped him.
而是因为约拿丹认定大卫是神所拣选的以色列的王。
Only because Jonathan knew that David was the king chosen by God.
圣经当中并没有明确的记录约拿丹是不是知道，撒母耳，高大卫做以色列的王这件事情。
So the Bible did not say clear whether Jonathan knew that Samuel had appointed David.
但是约拿丹很明确的、很清晰的看到耶和华与大卫同在。
But Jonathan clearly saw that the Lord was with David.
大卫是以色列真正的君王。
And that David will be the true king of Israel.
从这一点，我们可以看到约拿丹跟神的这种亲密的关系。
So this is we can see how close Jonathan listened to
因着这个
God.
亲密的关系，约拿丹明确明白神的心意。
And because this, he understood God's will.
也因着这个缘故，大卫这个在约拿丹的父亲眼里的一个敌人，成了约拿丹心灵契合的朋友。
And also because this David, who looks like a threat to Saul's throne in his father's eyes, became Jonathan's closer friends.
就是因为这个原因，所以约拿丹要舍命保护大卫，要为神征战。
And because this, Jonathan is willing to risk his own life to protect David, to fight for God's chosen king.
当他面对他邪恶的父亲，因着自己的嫉妒来追杀大卫的时候，约拿丹呢，他这个忠孝的儿子，他就努力的去为大卫在约拿，为大卫在扫罗面前说好话，努力的去疏通他们的关系。让他们能够和好。
When the jealous father Saul tried to kill David, Jonathan, the faithful son, spoke to with him about the truth and the justice to pursue his father to do whatever is right to protect David and to restore peace between them.
所以，撒母耳记上19章，这里约拿丹向他的父亲扫罗，替大卫说好话，说王不可得罪王的仆人大卫，因为他未曾得罪你，他所行的都与你大有益处。他拼命杀那非利士人，耶和华为以色列众人大行拯救，那时你是看到的，你甚喜欢。现在你为什么无故要杀大卫流无辜人的血呢？自己取罪呢？
In Samuel 19:45 says, "Let not the king do wrong to his servant David. He has not wronged you, and what he has done has benefited you greatly. He took his life in his hands when he killed the Philistine. The Lord won a great victory for all Israel, and you saw it and were glad. Why then would you do wrong to the innocent man like David by killing him for no reason?"
你在这里看到一个金子般的儿子，向他不走正道的父亲劝他走正道。
So here we can see one of a son is like a goat and pursue his father to do everything right.
扫罗在这一刻 回心转意了。
And then his father Saul changed the decision.
约拿单的行为跟他的妹妹，他有个妹妹，而且是大卫的妻子，叫米甲，形成了鲜明的对比。
So this stands a clear contrast to his sister, Micah, David's wife.
在撒母耳记19章，同样记录米甲也爱大卫。
So in Samuel 19, 11 tells like although Micah loved David as well.
但米甲的爱是世界的爱，是属世界的爱，尽管她是妻子。
But her life was worldly.
当扫罗追查这个米甲为什么放走他的仇敌大卫的时候，米甲却撒谎跟扫罗说，大卫威胁他，如果不放大卫走的话，大卫会杀掉他。
So when Saul questioned her to helping for helping David escape, she lied and said David threatened her to take and kill her.
就把责任完全推给了大卫。
This shifted all the blame onto David.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是一个凭着真理和公义来行事的属神的人，和一个凭着聪明血气来行事的属世的人之间的区别。
So, brothers and sisters, and this shows a difference between a person who acts by truth and justice before God and the person who acts by human fear.
所以约拿单他热爱真理，热爱公义。他顺服神的拣选，愿意为神的旨意征战。
So, Jonathan here loved the truth and justice, obeyed God's choice, and was willing to fight for God's will.
因着这样，他差点丢了自己的性命。
And even when it almost cost his own life.
撒母耳记上的第20章 记录这样的场面。
So in Samuel chapter 20, this had a record like this.
在扫罗的筵席上，约拿单的父亲，约拿单在他的宴席，父亲的宴席上质问扫罗，
So Jonathan questions Father Saul in the royal table.
为大卫辩护说，他为什么该死呢？他做了什么呢？
He defended David's sin like this. Why should he be put to death? What has he done?
扫罗他的父亲就大大的发怒，甚至要拿枪要刺杀自己的儿子约拿单。
Saul became very angry and even threw his spear at Jonathan to kill him.
看这个邪恶的父亲真的是彻底的疯了。
And the servants who ate with Saul is like this.
弟兄姐妹们，大家记着陪扫罗吃饭的臣仆和约拿单一样，他们都明白大卫的勇敢、正直，为以色列征战。
So, brothers, so other people who had a dinner together. With this, Saul also knows about this.
他们也特别明白扫罗的邪恶目的。
So they also know about Saul's evil plan.
但是圣经当中记录，这些人他们没有一个为大卫发声的。
But Bob also said they did not, they stayed silent.
因为他们更爱自己在扫罗面前的官位和荣耀。
Because they only love their own safety, position, and honor.
在邪恶的面前，他们就采取了一个中立的立场，保持沉默，默不作声。
So, in the front of evil, they choose to stay silent and take no action.
但只有约拿单决意当面挑战这个邪恶。
But Jonathan was different. He chose to stand up to evil directly.
所以，当他面对，即使是他父亲，他是属世的王的时候。
So, even when the person he faced was his own father and the king,
他仍然要去挑战这个邪恶。
He still chooses to step forward.
难道约拿单更爱大卫胜过爱他的父亲吗？
Is it because Jonathan loved David more than his own father?
我相信约拿单也爱他的父亲。
I believe Jonathan also loved his father too.
因为约拿单一生与他的父亲并肩作战。直到战死疆场，与他一同死亡。
Because he was fighting alongside with his father for an entire life, he even died together.
他从来没有违背过他父亲。
He never disobeyed his father.
但是这里我们看到的约拿单是更爱真理， 更爱真相。
But Jonathan loved the truth more.
这个真相就是，大卫是冤枉的，大卫是无辜的。
The truth is David is innocent.
这个真理就是，大卫才是以色列的王。
The truth is David was chosen as a king by God.
所以，很多人今天声称说他们爱真理。
So many people here, we love the truth.
那我现在告诉你如何来爱真理。
Now I'd like to share with you how to
哦，
know the
约拿达告
truth.
诉你如何来爱真理。
Or let's say Jonathan tell us this way.
当你被放在试炼考验面前的时候，
So when you face the challenge,
当你的选择意味着你会失去你所非常看重的东西的时候，
we are at risk of losing something that you value.
这个时候你是否愿意表明自己的立场？是否愿意为真理发声？
Are you willing to take a clear stand and speak up?
当你需要付出你的金钱，需要付出你的时间，当你需要得罪你的朋友，需要失去地位，甚至失去你的生命的时候，你是否仍然愿意坚持真理，主持公义？
When it costs you money, time, friends, position, or even your life, will you still hold on to truth and justice?
如果你能够像加纳森一样，像约拿丹一样，这才是真正的热爱真理。
So, if you action like Jonathan, is a true love for truth.
所以，我们不能够用罗马书13章第1节这个经节，在上掌有权柄的人人当顺服他来推卸我的责任。
So let's do not act like a Roman 13 and 1. Let everyone be subject to the governing authorities.
因为当神的真理和公义被这个世界践踏的时候，基督徒要舍命。
So it's like when God's truth and justice was trampled by this world. Christian must be willing to give.
要像约拿丹一样，要拒绝人的权柄，要坚持真理和公义。
Just like Jonathan, we should refuse human power and stand firmly for truth and justice.
所以约拿丹迎着对神的这个敬畏顺服，他的这个信实忠诚，不仅仅表现在朋友约拿丹身上。
David, right? Jonathan feared the Lord and obeyed him. Faithfulness not only to his friend David.
也表现在他在对待自己这个嫉妒多疑、不信靠神的这个父亲的身上。
But also to his own father, who was suspicious, jealous, do not trust God.
他给我们在这个颂赋在世掌权者的面前立下了一个很美好的榜样。
So Jonathan gave us a good example how to respect the king.
虽然他自己知道自己的父王是一个不称职的王。
Even though he knew his father is not a good king.
但是他知道，扫罗也是神所拣选的，
But he remembers that Saul has been also chosen by God.
所以他和大卫有一样的胸怀。
So he stayed loyal. He sits like Stuart, but as less like David.
一样的忠诚，
And he remained loyal.
他辅佐他的王，辅佐他的父王，不离不弃。
He was helping his father, not leaving him.
当他做错事的时候，约拿丹就为真理挺身而出，指出父亲的错误。
But when his father did something wrong, Jonathan spoke up for what was right and stood for truth.
当扫罗也在拼命为以色列人征战的时候，他就与他的父亲肩并肩，血战沙场，
When his
直
father,
到血染征袍，最后一起双双战死，流尽最后一滴血。
fought and risked his own life for Israel, Jonathan fought together with him until the end and died with father on the battlefield.
成就了一曲可歌可泣的传奇故事。
They wrote a beautiful song to honor.
所以，等大卫得到这个消息以后，大卫就撕裂衣服，进食、哭嚎，并且写下美丽的诗篇来赞美扫罗和约拿丹。
So when David heard this news, he tore his clothes and fasted and mourned, wept and wrote a beautiful song to honor their lives.
在《撒母耳记下》第1章一开篇，大卫写下这美丽的诗篇，颂歌。
In the 2 Samuel chapter 1, 19.
以色列啊，你纵容着在山上被杀，大英雄何竟死亡？
To your beauty, O Israel, as a slain on your high places, how have the mighty fallen?
大家记着，扫罗一生追杀大卫，大卫在他死后哀悼他，称他为大英雄，这是多么宽广的胸怀！世界上没有第二。
There's no second person like this.
约拿达的弓箭非流敌人的血不退缩，约扫罗的刀剑非拍勇士的油不收回。
So from the blood of the slain, from the fat of the mighty, the bow of Jonathan did not turn back.
扫罗和约拿达活时相悦相爱，死时也不分离。他们比鹰更快，比狮子更强。
So on the Jonathan beloved and pleasant in their life and in their death, they were not parted. They were swifter than eagles and they were stronger than lions.
在这里，我们看到约拿丹爱父亲，但
So,
他更爱真理。
here we can see Jonathan loved his father, but he loves the truth more.
英雄何竟在阵上扑倒？约拿丹何竟在山上被杀？
How have the mighty fallen in the midst of the battle? Jonathan is slain on your high places.
勇士坐落，英雄倒下，哀悼啊，痛悔啊！我兄弟约拿丹，我为你悲伤，我甚喜悦你。你为我发出的爱情奇妙非常，这过于妇女的爱情。
So in verses 26, I'm distressed for you, my brother Jonathan. You have been very pleasant to me. Your love to me was more wonderful than the love of woman.
什么样的爱过于妇女的爱情呢？
What kind of love is more powerful than wonderful the love of the woman?
只有属天的爱，只有神的爱，只有舍命的爱，过于妇女的爱情。
Only the love of God and the love that giving your own life is more wonderful than the love of woman.
英雄何竟扑倒，战局何竟灭没？
How have the mighty fallen and the weapons of war perished?
一对勇士的战死，一个历史的终结。
So the death of the warrior is the end of the part of history.
从约拿达的人生，我们要思考一个问题。
So from Jonathan's life, we can ask the question,
什么是真正的朋友呢？
what's a true friend?
朋友，真正的朋友的标准在什么地方呢？
So where the standard for the true friend?
大家想过这个问题吗？
Have you ever thought about this?
标准就藏在我们的生命当中。
The standards is found in our just like daily life.
什么是你生命当中最宝贵的？那个能够帮助你寻找到这个最宝贵东西的人，就是你的朋友。
So, what's the most important valuable thing for you? The true friend is someone to help you to find what's your value the most.
如果你看重金钱，能够帮你赚钱的人就是你的朋友。
If you value money, the person who helps you make money is your friends.
如果你看重地位，能够提携你升官的人就是你的朋友。
If you find a position, the person who help you again position is your friend.
如果你喜爱神，如果你爱神，帮助你见到神的人就是你的朋友。
If you love the God and people introduce you to the God, to the God is your friends.
对基督徒来说，在这个世界上，神是最宝贵的，没有被任何东西能够被认识，比认识神，比爱神、跟随神更宝贵。
For a Christian, God is the most valuable treasure in this world. Nothing is more important than knowing God, loving Him, and following Him.
所以，能够把我们带到神面前的人，就是我们的最好朋友，真正的朋友。
So the person who leads us closer to God is our true friend.
我们和任何别人的友情和关系，取决于我们能不能在那个人的身上能够看到神的荣耀。
Our friendship with anyone depends on whether we can see God's glory in that person.
取决于能不能够我们借着这样的友情来向世界传扬神的福音。
Now, whether this relationship and friendship help us share God's gospel with the world.
所以，真正的友情关系是看能否向善，
So the true friendship is completely focused on God for a Christian.
是不是能够荣耀神？
And whether we can glorify the God.
这样的友情呢，也包括在我们和配偶的关系当中。
This also includes the relationship between us and our spouse.
能够彰显神的荣耀的关系，就是美好的关系。
Glorifying God is the highest goal of the ever relationship.
如果能彰显神的，荣耀的夫妻关系，也是最美好的夫妻关系。
Glorifying the God as a husband wife also the best relationship
一个
between the spouse.
真正的朋友，包括夫妻之间，能够给彼此信赖和帮助，能够给彼此带来忠告，能够给我们有相交的甘甜，能够在我们的伤口上给我们敷上良药，能够在我们人生的最低谷的时候等待我们，那是我们真正的朋友。
Because the true friends, including spouse, to trust and help each other, give faithful advice, share spiritual fellowship, and bring healing in the time of court, stand with one each other in the life's lowest moments.
这样的关系能够让我们一天一天的更接近神，一天一天的更顺服神。
So this helps us to grow and also draws closer to God.
约拿单和大卫就是这样的朋友。
So Jonathan and David is just like this.
所以弟兄姐妹们，如果你要想成为一个约拿单这样的朋友，你想要一个约拿单这样的朋友，你要更爱神。
So brothers and sisters, if you want to be a friend like Jonathan, love God more.
如果你要想成为一个好丈夫，你要更爱神。
If you want to be a good husband, love God more.
如果你要想成为一个好父亲，你要更爱神。
If you want to be a good father, love God
神是我
more.
们美好人生的基础。
God is the foundation of our truly good life.
神是约拿单爱加的基，约拿单爱大卫的基础。
So God is the foundation why Jonathan loved David.
弟兄姐妹们，在你们的生命当中有一个约拿单这样的朋友吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you have a friend like Jonathan in your life?
我们思考一下，也许我们会觉得有一些失望。
So we might feel disappointed after thinking about this question.
在我们人生的经历当中，我们常常拱磨爬打、跌跌撞撞、遍体鳞伤，有的时候，因着这样的人生经历，我们可以得出结论：在世界当中，在人生当中，真正没有约拿单这样的朋友。
Because you might think that friends does not even exist because we'll go through many struggling pains and wounds.
不错，这是世界的光景。
Yeah, that's often true in this world.
但是弟兄姐妹们，不要气馁，我们在这个世界上确有一位恩友。
But let's do not lose our heart. We truly have a friend in this world
一位比约拿单更美的恩友，
who is even greater than Jonathan.
那就是耶稣基督。
And he is a Jesus Christ.
就像约拿单跟大卫之间，他们是盟约的爱一样。
Just like Jonathan David shared a covenant life.
我们和耶稣基督之间也有一个盟约，
We also have a common love with Jesus.
这个约就是当我们认罪悔改、信靠他并遵循他话的时候，他就赦免我们。
So
他
that's
就认我们做他的朋友。
when we repent our sins, trust him, obey his words, he forgive us.
并且赐我们永生的生命。
And he give us eternal life.
这个就是耶稣基督盟约恩友的预表，从约拿单和大卫身上的这个盟约的爱，彰显了耶稣基督和我们之间盟约的爱。
So, Jesus Christ made a covenant by giving his body and blood on the cross for us.
在约翰福音15:13-14说，耶稣告诉他的门徒说：“人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这大的。你们若遵行我吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。
So, in John 15, 13 to 14, great love has no one. And this to lay down one's life, one's friends, You are my friends if you do what I command.
所以，耶稣基督才是我们真正带到神面前的那位朋友。
So therefore, Jesus Christ is the one who truly brings us to God.
阿门。
Amen.
弟兄姐妹们，约拿单对神的顺服，全然的顺服，忠实忠诚的对待神所拣选的仆人大卫，我们也要迎着对神的敬畏和顺服，要忠诚于神所拣选的教会。
Because Jonathan feared God and obeyed him, he was faithful and loyal to David. We should also be loyal to grace. We should also be loyal to the church that God strengthened and built on earth.
我要讲一下我们的教会恩典堂。
So here I'd like to mention about our church, Grace Church.
恩典堂是神的教会，是神的殿，是圣灵居住的地方。
Our Grace Church is God's house and the place where the Holy Spirit lives.
这个地方是荣耀我们的好朋友耶稣基督的最好的地方。
It's a place that brings glory to our best friend, Jesus Christ.
所以我们要像约拿单保护大卫一样，成为恩典堂的守护天使。
Just like Jonathan protected David, we also should protect the Grace Church.
当恩典堂行正路、走义路的时候，容身一人的时候，我们就为恩典堂欢呼欢唱，自豪。
When Grace Church walk in truth and bring glory to God, we give thanks.
当恩典堂遭灾遭难的时候，我们不可以像以东人，我们前段时间学的以东人，瞪着眼看着以色列人遭灾那个样子，甩甩手离去。
So when Grace Church is facing trouble or suffering, we must not act like heathens, stand by and then walk away.
我们要像约拿单一样，要挺身而出，凭着属天的信心，保护、捍卫神的殿，来重建我们属灵的家。
So, we should act like Jonathan and David, so step forward and face from God, defend his house and rebuild our spiritual
这
home.
才是一个属神的、属耶稣基督的真诚的朋友所应该干的事情。
So, this is what a true friend of Jesus Christ should do.
这是约拿单对他的好朋友大卫干的事情。
Just like Jonathan did for his friend David.
所以，弟兄姐妹们，不要忘记我们的身份，我们是神的儿女，是耶稣基督的好朋友，是恩典堂的守护天使，是福音的使者，万灵的福音使者。
So, brothers and sisters, do not forget who we are. We are God's child, Jesus Christ's close friends, a guardian of a Grace Church, and a messenger of a gospel to all people.
所以，弟兄姐妹们，你有一个像约拿单这样的朋友吗？
So, brothers and sisters, do you have a friend like Jonathan?
你愿意成为一个别人、其他弟兄姐妹生命当中的约拿单吗？
Or are you willing to be a Jonathan in the life of other brothers and sisters?
如果你愿意，让我们一起来到神的面前，让我们低头祷告，向他陈明我们的心志。
If you are willing, let's bow our heads together before God and pray. Tell him what's in our hearts and offer everything to him.
亲爱的阿爸父神，我们感谢你今天把我们带到你的殿中，让我们认识这位朋友约拿单，看到他的生命的见证，让我们能够借着他的生命，能够看到你是我们最美的朋友，你把我们带到神的面前，你给我们永生的盼望。阿爸父神，我们感谢你，感谢你，感谢耶稣基督在十字架上的献上。感谢主，我们只要祷告，感谢是奉我主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
Amen.
有一个回应诗叫做《耶稣恩友》，我们唱这首回应诗，我想简短给大家介绍一下这个诗歌背后的一个很美好的故事，就像我们今天的约拿单一样，它的作者叫 Joseph Scriven，是一个从爱尔兰到加拿大的一个传教士，在100年前，当他得知他的母亲病重的时候，他想回去看他母亲，但是他身无分文，也买不起船票，最后他就写了这首《耶稣恩友》来纪念他的 纪念他的母亲，来鼓励他的母亲。我们现在请领事的弟兄姐妹来带领我们一起唱《耶稣恩友》。
感谢红军弟兄的正道。是主耶稣是我们的朋友，我们大家一起起立，我们来一起开口向主倾诉。这个刚才黄金弟兄介绍的时候，这个作者的这首诗歌已经有传承了100多年了。对，一代一代人，不管是美洲还是欧洲，从这个美国这个国家从独立战争那个时候，这个就开始传唱，对，所以说，很有历史的，很美好的一首诗。好，让我们大家，一起来开口，嗯，唱。耶稣是我亲爱朋友。但当我最忧愁，何等权力能将万事带到主恩座前求？多少平安屡屡失去。多少痛苦白白受，皆因为将各样事情带到主恩座前求。或与食堂，或与饮友，或有烦恼压心头，切莫灰心，切莫伤感，待到主恩座前求，何处得知中心朋友，分担一切苦与忧。耶稣深知我们软弱，待到主恩座前求。是否软弱劳苦多愁，挂虑重担压肩头？主人是我避难处所，来到主恩座前求。今何期我又何你我，来到主恩座前求。在主怀中的蒙福有，与主同在，永无忧。
我要说一句感谢主，感恩，因为小初弟兄早晨我们还是就说定一个调，就一个音节。因为昨天小林说不用 YouTube，就杨老师不能来，小初弟兄就起一个调。我现在感恩的是，他竟然就把整曲给我们伴奏了，哈利路亚！
赞美主，大家请坐。
我们谢谢黄静的正道，约拿单的人生，和徐东弟兄的翻译，谢谢。我们都需要思考一下，我们在生命之中是否有一个像约拿单一样的朋友？对。今天选的诗歌也非常的很好，除你以外，耶稣 是我们的知心朋友，最知心的朋友。然后回应诗歌，耶稣恩友，这是非常好的主题和今天非常的切合，非常感谢，应该是恩典满满的一个主日正道，谢谢。我们来看一下今天的那个，欢迎新朋友的时间，我好像没有送给我任何新朋友的信息，所以就是我们都是老朋友，我们每一次的见面，都是主的恩典，所以，每一次大家能够见到的时候，尽量的相互问候，对，每一次的见面，都是主的恩典。好，我们看下周的报告事项，下周4月26日，下主日4月26日是 Christopher Hare，OK，这个 OK 正道松泉翻译。第二个报告事项是执事会收到会章修改委员会的修改定案，将按照会章规定于5月17日召开临时会员投票表决，会章修改的内容已发在恩典堂的会员群，弟兄姊妹如果有问题可以向黄金弟兄和石军弟兄来咨询。本周四4月23号有松柏团契在教育中心的聚会。还有什么思想吗？对，这个我们刚才已经说过，这是昨天4月18号的凌晨，我们的亲爱的姐妹，沈德培姐妹被主接回天家，以安息主怀，我们为她一生忠心侍奉、爱主爱人的见证献上感恩，求主亲自安慰杨老师和家人，赐下从天而来的平安与盼望。这次礼拜时间，请关注信息群。我们一起起立，为我们的奉献做一个祷告。亲爱的天父，我们满心感谢的来到你面前。主啊，一切的恩典与供应都是从你而来。无论是我们的生命、时间、才干，还是我们手中拥有的一切。都是你所赐的，我们感谢你每天看顾与供应，使我们一无所缺。主啊，此时我们将我们当纳的奉献带到你面前，不是出于勉强，乃是出于感恩与爱，请悦纳我们甘心乐意奉献的摆上，洁净我们的心，使我们的奉献成为馨香的祭，蒙你悦纳。主啊。求你使用这些奉献扩展你的国度，供应教会的需要，支持福音的施工，使更多人得听福音、认识真理、得到生命。也求你赐下教会有智慧、忠心良善的管理你所托付的一切资源。主啊，你也应许那乐意奉献人必蒙你赐福，求你祝福每一位奉献的弟兄姊妹。在他们生活、工作与家庭中看见你的恩手，经历你丰盛的供应与保守。主啊，更请你提醒我们，将自己全然献上，当作活祭，成为圣洁，是你所喜悦的。让我们的生命的本身成为敬拜，荣耀你的名。我们如此祷告，乃是奉主基督耶稣的名求，阿门。大家保持照例，黄静来带领我们的三一颂。